Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and get healthy with Denise Thompson. That's the title. And it says, why measuring your body fat? So who am I? I am a certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and newly published best-selling author of a stress reduction book. Totally excited about it. So why did I choose the subject, why measuring your body fat too? Well, it's still summer and many people are complaining. They're tired, lethargic, they feel too heavy, they feel this, they feel that. And actually, you know, I have some part in that too. I'm not perfect. So I have decided I'm going to look into different ways of doing that because some people don't like a scale. Some people don't like this. Some people don't like that. And that is all right because we're individuals and we have different likes and dislikes. So the question was, why is measuring your body fat more accurate than standing on a scale? And it's actually quite interesting because, you know, it doesn't matter what your figure is, what your age is, what your composition is and everything else. When you stand on a scale, number one, it depends on, is the scale already calibrated correctly? Are you always putting the scale at the exact same place, same spot on the floor? Are you always weighing yourself the same day of the week, at the same time of the week, after the same routine, so your body does not retain water from something you've eaten or exercise or whatnot? There are a lot of factors. But let's go into the generic part, why measuring the body fat is actually important. And it is actually because it's a guideline supports our health to show how healthy or unhealthy we are. Be it personal health or be it because the doctor said, hey, you need to lose about 20 or 30 pounds, or I cannot do the surgery on you before you lost at least 50 to 100 pounds, because if I do now, you're going to have an embolism and you won't come out alive but in a body bag. Well, those are all statements that I have heard over and over again, having been a nurse and fitness trainer and all that. And I just really want to help you prevent any of these things happening to you. So what is actually the body fat percentage test and how is it done? And I found a few amazing articles that helped me formulate my thoughts and put it in shorter version of what's going on. So actually, a body fat test is an attempt to separate every pound of your body into one or two categories. One category is your fat mass, and the other is everything else. Well, what does everything else include? It is actually considered the lean body mass, which consists of bones, muscles, hair, water, and miscellaneous stuff, not just muscle. That was something new. And I thought I knew it all. Anyway, so yeah, it actually includes everything. Now, the next thing is, the next point, oh my goodness, did you know or realize that quite often small, slender people with a low weight may have greater body fat percentage, a greater body fat percentage than large, more muscular people with a higher weight? Yep. And that's why the scale is not really a great way to figure that out, because it doesn't take certain things into consideration. And with everything that's health related, you need to take bone age, activity, health condition, health problems, and all those things kind of into consideration. to figure out how you can get the healthiest you can be. Because that's when you're the happiest, that's when you're feeling the best, and that's when you can set an example to others. So the weight on a scale is not a true representation of your health, and that's what I told you. I've looked at that before personally. I mean, nothing that I say is something that I haven't tried before, because I want to know that I can back up what I'm saying. So there are different methods of measuring the body percentage. And one of them is called hydrostatic weighing. That's actually a high-tech, very expensive, almost impossible for lay people to access method. And you cannot be afraid of water. You need to be able to float in the water. They put you in a tank and measure the way you disperse the water. So it's quite accurate. However, it is also, as I said, very expensive, and most people cannot afford that. So I just threw that out as one of the methods. The next one is handheld device, or a scale that measures actually the body fat percentage. Not always very accurate. I do have those scales, but also have the handheld devices. This is pretty interesting. So one of them is called an Omron meter. And it's very easy to just hold it. You need to program it with your weight, height, age, and as male and or female. Then you push the start button and you hold it, not super tight, just comfortably, and it's going to measure it. And it gives you the body fat percentage, and it gives you the BMI, the body mass index. So it's quite interesting. And that's an easy way to go. And those are not very not quite as accurate as the calipers are. The calipers are the easiest way and most accurate choice to check your body fat percentage. And it is suggested, and I have experienced it myself, with myself and with other people that I helped. It's easier with women in particular, that we have a helper who is skilled, knows how to do it, and does it, because we have a few wrinkles more than the men do, or a few folds more than the men do quite often. And so it's hard to pinch the fold and do it accurately and still be able to read the numbers on the calipers. Therefore, having somebody with you, you trust and who's skilled and knows how to do it, is absolutely beneficial. So there are quite a few different ways of doing it, and there are different skin fold equations to figure out where you're at. And I have put in a link for you to actually look up for men and women how you can do the body fat percentage and what the suggested numbers are and all that. In general, for women, obese 1% and above, acceptable is between 25 and 31%. Fit is between 21 and 24%. Athletic 14 to 20, excuse me, and essential fold level less than 13% is actually very low. That's just to get ready for a bodybuilding competition or something, but then you need to get up again or you get unhealthy. So those are some of the things. For men, it's just a little bit different. But since I am a woman, I'm focusing more on women without actually totally leaving the men out, but giving them some guidelines. So the different fold sites, there is a three-fold, fold, seven-fold equation. And I have chosen to share the four-site skin fold equation for females with you. And it's in my transcript. So you can actually copy it out of there. Or you can go, I don't think that one, that one, which is the Jackson and Pollock four-site skinfold equation that I use. I wrote it out, but it's not really in the bodybuilding article that I have above. And you don't need to be do bodybuilding. It's just for you to learn how to measure your skin folds and calipers and all that stuff. So it, and it, the pictures on where to pinch and what to do. So I thought that was the most down-to-earth, clearest, and simplest equation that I could show you. So the Jackson and Pollock four-site skinfold equation for females goes as follows. In order to figure out the body fat percentage, you take 0.29669 and multiply it by the sum of skin folds in millimeters. So you take four different skin folds, and those are abdominal, triceps, thigh, and suprailiac, which is just above the hip bone. And it's all shown on the things there. And you add those all up. So you multiply those skin folds, the sum of them, times 0.29669. Then you subtract 0.003 times the sum of your skin folds squared. So if the sum of your skin folds would be like 50 millimeters, you would do 50 millimeters times 50 millimeters is 250 millimeters. So you would minus 0.0043 times 250, and you minus that, and then you would add 0.02963 times your age group, 5 times 35, if you're 60, times 60. And then you would add 1.4072, and the total of that entire equation gives you then the percentage of body fat. So just look at it and try to do it, and you will figure out it works, and it's absolutely great and pretty accurate. So, as I said, the skin folds are measured in millimeters. That's what the calipers do. And if you don't know what abdominal, tricep, thigh, and supraliac mean, if you look at the pictures that are there, that's great. And if you can't find it on that website that I posted, put in Google Jackson and Pollock skinfold, four-site skinfold equation for females. And then you get it too. So, again, your health, healthy, your body fat percentage is between 29 or maybe, but that's the high end. And you will experience better focus, usually not have to take meds anymore. That was my case. I was able to get off the meds. And so I have more fun traveling. I'm healthy. I get to do work. No more high blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol. The risk for heart attack went down. And I am so thrilled. So if you need help with any of this, I can give you, I offer you a 30-minute free assessment. And you can contact me at denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com or at dythomson@gmail.com, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956, so we can set up an appointment and I can help you figure all these things out. And if you then decide you want to work with me, I will journey with you towards your optimal health, so you can say you're happy and healthy and energized and feeling super great. And that is my wish and desire for of you. Have a most wonderful Thursday and then a great weekend, and I'll see you next week again. And actually next week I'll have a guest with me who's totally amazing. I'm not going to spill the beans till I can post. So I'll see you next week again, and take care.